Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The Affair with Ikara Freeman. If you play this podcast, your life will be better.
I'm Ikara Freeman, and this is the Midweek Affair News Roundup, or Manor as we like to call it, for the 24th of April, 2013. What a week it has been already. First off, Orlando Bloom has signed on to become a spokesman for British Airways. That might not be all that interesting if not viewed in the context of his wife, Australian model Miranda Kerr, being ambassador for our flag carrier, Qantas, one of the few positions she's retaining. No word yet of the LA-based Bloom's infant son, Flynn, has signed up to be the face of American Airlines, thereby completing the family airline trifecta. Secondly, a new website called Right or Rude has named several Hollywood celebrities as having either good or bad manners. No real surprise in the good manners category, where George Clooney and Ryan Gosling have been praised. What everyone wants to know, however, is who's rude. And apparently it's Hugh Grant. Now, here at The Affair, being an Australian-based show, we want to know how our local Oz celebrities stand up. Send us your praise or critiques of all your local Australian celebrities or sports figures. We're going to throw them in the mix as well to theaffair@joy.org.au. That's our email address. It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Our feature story this week, however, is about the 2004 Free Trade Agreement Australia signed with the U.S., Now, I can hear you somewhat backing off, but believe you me, it's much more interesting than it sounds. According to a 2008 article in The Age by journalist Alex Barrar, who is also a media lawyer, the United States pushed hard for local content rules to be dropped during the negotiations for the free trade agreement. Now, Australia held firm and local content rules on Australian television were retained at 55% between 6 a.m. and midnight. This was held as a win at the time because in many ways it was. Because think about it, 55% compared to zero. You know? Now, there have been rumblings about increasing that local content rule, but because of the free trade agreement, the government is bound to preserve that 55% come hell or high water. Any decision to change that will require a modification of the free trade agreement, and the Motion Picture Association of America has said that they will veto any increase in the Australian drama requirement. Now, this effectively means that the Australian drama sector is frozen at the hands of one of its biggest competitors, the U.S. Now, in a much more lighter note, The Affair will be celebrating all things 1980s this Saturday, like totally for sure. We may even time travel, and it's the last edition for this month's guest co-presenter, Johnny Lemon. So anything could happen, and believe you me, it's up there. The Affair this Saturday at 6 p.m. on Joy 94.9. I've been Ikara Freeman, and I look forward to seeing you on Saturday at 6 p.m. and also coming soon on Joy Eurovision, which is also up and running at joy.org.au/Joy Eurovision. The Affair with Ikara Freeman. This is a podcast saying, play me one more time, please.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.